Welcome to Marissa's Wicked Word Nosh, a place to chow down on topics relevant to writers of all kinds.
Hello, and welcome to Marissa's Wicked Word Nosh, Season 2. I'm Marissa. And I'm so happy to be back. I took November off to focus on NaNoWriMo, and it was a good experience, which I'll get into very soon. But I really miss doing the research for this podcast, which I usually start doing a few nights before I record. And on Sundays, which is usually when I record, I felt like I was missing something. A lot of my favorite podcasts go on hiatuses, in some cases for longer than a month, and I do think it's good to take a break in general, whether you're talking about podcasts or writing, because stepping away can feel refreshing and may even inspire you more. But putting my podcast episodes together and getting the finished product out there each week gives me some much-needed structure. And even though I'm just starting this up again, I already feel better. So, in Season 2, I'm committed to building on what I started in Season 1, although sometimes I wonder exactly what that is, and just improving and bringing you the best quality podcast I can possibly give you. On that note, I wanted to keep this episode fairly short and talk mainly about my experience doing NaNoWriMo. Not because I particularly want to talk about my work in progress, but because I think NaNo is a great opportunity for just about anyone who wants to write a book. If you aren't familiar with NaNo, it stands for National Novel Writing Month. It occurs each year from November 1st through November 30th, and anyone who commits to writing at least 50,000 words of a new work can sign up on the website, which I'll include a link to in the show notes. Once you sign up, you can find buddies, which is great because you can keep them updated on the progress you're making, and they can fill you in on what they've been doing. I've mentioned before that writing is known for being a solitary pursuit much of the time, which you probably already know, and sometimes just having someone you can talk to about your work in progress can help you remain committed to continuing. A lot of writers doing NaNo also check in with each other on Twitter. So if that works for you better than the website, that's fine. But the NaNo site has a lot of great resources on it. You can keep track of how many words you write per day and your daily average, and whether you write more during the day or at night, according to the NaNo site. I'm a night owl, just in case anybody was wondering. And you earn badges for certain accomplishments, like updating your word count 7 days in a row, and hitting the 10K mark, and 25K, and 40K, you get the idea. Even if you're generally not the type of person who measures your progress in quantity, which I discussed in an episode last season, it's good to know some of these things, because it gives you a better idea of what type of writer you are, what conditions you work best under, and maybe even you can pinpoint where there might be some room for improvement. Maybe not just to your writing, but to your writing routine. When I first learned about NaNo in November 2019, I'll admit, it seemed a little daunting to me, the idea of writing a minimum of 50,000 words in 30 days. I would say there was a bit of a mystique around it, if you will. But once I actually started doing it, I came up with a routine that I stuck to pretty regularly. I came up with a novel idea a few months ago, and when I decided I was doing NaNo back in September, I figured I would take notes and do research up until October 31st. And then, on November 1st, I'd actually start writing. I ended up with 51,727 words. And I don't believe I quote-unquote won, because I need at least two more chapters before the draft is finished. And I don't even have a title for it yet. Although in my world, that's nothing new. But it was more than I expected to come up with, And honestly, during the first week or so, I wasn't sure I'd be able to stick with it. Despite all the time I'd spent thinking about my characters and the storyline in the weeks leading up to Nano, I wasn't feeling it until I had about 20,000 words. I usually enjoy editing when I remember the writing having been relatively easy, but I have to say I'm really not looking forward to going back and editing those first few chapters, because I'll know it took me a while to get into that zone, that's what I call it. Actually, when I'm not working under a time constraint, I tend to edit as I write. So one thing that worried me a lot before Nano was whether I could keep that to a minimum until the month was over. And it took some getting used to, but it can be done. That said, I think it can be easy to look at the 50,000 word minimum and say, how hard can it be? You just need to write 50,000 words. They don't necessarily have to be good. I'm playing that up a bit to make a point, but if you think about it, being concise is a skill that takes practice. Even under no time constraints, it's often easier to be wordy than it is to be succinct. I expect to make some significant cuts to my work in progress in subsequent drafts. But still, I think if you commit to Nano, you should try to write the best you can despite the fact that you're trying to meet your daily limit. And if you're like me, you can't edit as you go along as much as you'd like. I feel you can become a stronger writer and have more faith in your writing ability with that type of mindset. So if you sign up for Nano and find that, say, you can only manage 500 words one day, but they're 500 good words, that's great. Don't try to push the remaining 1,167, I think that's what it would be, just for the sake of keeping up with your daily average. You can try to write more over the next few days to make up the difference. And if you want to take a night off here and there, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like I was saying at the beginning of this episode, taking a break once in a while is a good thing. What if you don't finish? The first thing I'll say about that is there are a lot of reasons one might not finish, and they're valid reasons. I'm single and I don't have kids. I know people who did Nano who have kids, and I can only imagine how difficult it can be to find time to write if you're raising kids, especially during a pandemic when a lot of kids are still taking classes virtually. And even if they've been physically going to school, they're still probably home a lot more now than they were a year ago. A lot of other commitments can come up during Nano as well, or maybe you just feel you need to take your time to really say what you want to say. So even though you're committing to that 50K word goal when you sign up, I think the most important thing at the end of the day is to focus on writing when you can, to try to develop a routine you feel is reasonable, considering other responsibilities that you might have, and to really focus to the extent that it's possible during that time on your work. It also gives you the opportunity to put other pursuits that might compete with your writing on the back burner for a while, and these are the ones that you can put on the back burner. Please understand that. I also feel that 30 days is a reasonable amount of time to set aside for this type of challenge. Longer than that might not be reasonable due to your other commitments. And besides, no matter how much you may love to write, you can get tired of it. So, I don't see NaNoWriMo as an opportunity to show the world that you can knock out a great book in a short period of time. What I see it as is a chance for you to come up with a fairly solid draft that you won't mind spending the next few months editing and revising. And if you've gotten out of the habit of writing this year, like I did, it's a good way for you to get back into a routine that may be manageable once Nano ends. It doesn't have to be the same routine. For example, maybe before you did Nano, you felt lucky if you could do 250 words per day. But now, you're pretty sure you can do 500 or 1,000 whenever you have a chance to write. That's definitely progress. Just don't be hard on yourself while you're doing Nano. Don't feel guilty because you chose to watch Netflix instead of writing one night, or because you ended up not finishing your draft at the end of the month, or getting to 500,000 words. Of course, We want to put polished works out into the world that people will want to read, and we want to see ourselves as professional. But being professional doesn't mean you can't have fun in the process. And you need to have fun to remain enthusiastic about what you're doing. I think just making a commitment and signing up for Nano is a positive step on your journey to writing a great book. And as corny as it may sound, it really should be as much about the journey as it is about the destination. So, I'm glad I did it, and it turned out to be different than what I'd expected. I would like to do another Nano someday, but I don't know if it'll be next year. I just hope that what I had to say helps you if you decide to do it next year. Maybe you weren't sure what Nano was, or thought it sounded a little intimidating, which again, was how I was when I first learned about it. Hopefully, I took away some of the mystique surrounding NaNoWriMo. So before I go, I have an announcement to make. I recently started a Patreon page. If you'd like to become a patron of my show, I have two tiers on there. For $1 a month, I'll mention your name and thank you in an upcoming episode. And for $3 a month, I'll mention your name and thank you, and give you access to two patron-only bonus episodes each month. My first patron-only episode is currently available. It's my writer's interpretation of Rachel Bloom's memoir called I Want to Be Where the Normal People Are, which was published a few weeks ago. You can find my Patreon page at www.patreon.com/MarissaDF. And I want to thank my very first patron, Sean McAllister. He's a good friend of mine and a friend of this show. Sean, thank you so much for all of your support. And for everyone listening, if you'd like to email me, please do. My email is marissadelefarfalle@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at @MarissaD13 or on Instagram @MarissaDF. I would also really appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, as it'll help a lot more people find out about the show. Once again, I'm so happy to be back. This podcast is one of the things in this life that I'm really passionate about, and I'm so appreciative for all of you. I'm really looking forward to having some cool guests on and talking about fascinating topics and trying new things and just giving you more ideas about what you can write about and what you can try in your own writing. So until next time, please stay safe and peace out.
This podcast has been brought to you by Anchor, which is the easiest way to make a podcast. Go to anchor.fm for more info.